All right, so today on episode 6 of the KaioCast, we're going to be talking about all of Dragon Ball Z Kai, and up until where we are right now on Dragon Ball Super, we are waiting for episode, it is 25, right?
I think so.
Yeah, we're going to date this podcast. I don't really think it matters.
I think we've been doing it so far.
It's the first, so it's the 9th of January 2016.
I don't see the point in not dating them.
Yeah, well, they're going to say on the podcast
themselves. If you go back and listen, you know what's in the past.
It'll actually say from the actual audio file.
Oh, the RAW is out.
Oh, the RAW's out?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so yeah, wait, the sub. So we're waiting for...
Episode 26.
Okay, so this will be 26. So
I'm
I was wrong.
I'm tempted to check to see if there's a new intro.
Oh man, that'd be cool. We'll check after.
Yeah.
But basically, we're going to be talking about Dragon Ball Z Kai from, for those of you that don't know, which honestly I think everybody probably by now knows.
My favorite part of Kai was the preview for Super at the end.
Really? I never saw it.
No, it's pretty cool.
No. No, Kai was great, to be honest.
Kai was
really good. The way that like they fixed the colors and the way they fixed, like, I don't know, it was really, really good in a lot of ways. Yeah, I really liked Kai, especially just, because, like, what happened? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I just like the cutting out of the bullshit.
Yeah, oh man. Dragon Ball Z without that was actually really good.
Yeah.
And I really liked that. In 2008, we were watching a thing, and it was like the last piece of Dragon Ball Z, new content for Dragon Ball Z came out in Canada and the U.S. In 2008, it was Son Goku and his friends, which I watched, like, the first week it came out.
You hate everything, though. I liked it.
I don't hate everything.
You're
when
like,
I watched
oh,
it, I was like...
stupid Vegeta's brother. I'm like, no, I like it.
First time I say something about Vegeta that sucks, eh? But no, I thought it was actually okay. I just thought that the story was kind of weak.
It was.
I mean, it didn't feel like... it felt. You know what it felt like, dude? It felt like a One Piece story. That's what it felt like.
It felt like Dragon...
It really did. It did not feel...
It's true.
And people would be like, oh, it's an OVA. It's not supposed... I get that. But the thing is, like...
Just a tangent on that. Why does everybody call them OVAs? If you have something like that, everybody...
What does it stand for? Original...
A video? I don't know. I call them OVAs. So if I ever bring that up, I call them that. Because, you know, whenever there's an abbreviation like that, everybody always spells it out or says it out. I'm the only person who does that for OVAs.
Let me look what that means. Because I don't actually know what that means. OVA definition. But yeah, so... That was the last new piece of content we got since Dragon Ball ended, or Dragon Ball Z ended in 1996 for them. So that was the last thing. And then after that, I was like, man, you know, how much longer are we going to wait to get new content for Dragon Ball Z? I was like, it's like Sailor Moon, you know, like for those of you that like Sailor Moon, or, you know, the females out there that love Sailor Moon, it was such a big series. And yeah, go ahead.
It was really cool how they remade that. It actually made me sort of want to watch it.
Yeah.
Especially after seeing how the original Sailor Moon was dubbed very similar to Digimon.
Oh, really?
Where they had the sort of, like, pop culture Gabby Gabby sort of always talking, but it's, you know, so far away from the original.
Yeah. What do we say it was OVA? Because it's... I said original video anime, I think.
I said original video...
Yeah, you said... Okay,
I didn't know what else...
It's original video animation.
Okay.
So, I mean, okay.
Does that mean something like Tengen Toppa is an OVA because not a manga or manga or however you say it?
Yeah, I think so. Weird. Yeah. So, anyways, we figured that out. But, I knew that the Dragon Ball Z hype train... Like, I should mention this. I went to Tokyo in 2007. And I was in grade 12? I was in grade 12 at the time. And that dates how old we are, by the way. And we're old as shit.
Oh dear, Sonny boy.
We grew up in like the time when Dragon Ball Z, we grew up at the perfect time for all the...
When it was on TV.
Oh yeah. So for those of you don't already know, we are Canadians. There's not much difference between Canadians and Americans. I mean, we live in igloos. No. But so we got Dragon Ball Z when we were what? Like, you were like what, 9?
I don't remember actually. Oh, so long. I don't remember when I started watching it.
I was either 9 or 10. I can remember. I think I was in 4th grade.
Well, it was on YTV, so we probably saw it around the same...
Because Pokemon came out first, right? That was the first big thing that came, and that like kind of like broke the barrier. Sailor Moon, we can't count because that was like original.
I saw Sailor Moon when I was in kindergarten.
Yeah, me too. When I used to live in Montreal,
I saw it. I think I saw Dragon Ball twice on TV.
Yeah, like, as the a original. Kid. Yeah, me too.
And I was like, man, what is this show? I want to watch it, yeah. But I never knew when it was on.
Yeah, no, Dragon Ball to me was never... it felt like a Samurai Pizza Cat.
Yeah.
It wasn't really like... You know, and then when you look back, like, that's why, like... For those of you that don't know, I'm not... Jeff really likes Dragon Ball.
I do really like Dragon Ball.
To this day, I have actually not completed all of Dragon Ball.
You are a piece of shit, sir.
I know everything about the series, but the thing is, I have not watched it in its entirety. I don't know, man. It's just like, I like Dragon Ball Z a lot, and I don't know if going back and watching Dragon Ball is going to be the same. I mean, I watched a lot of stuff like the General Blue Saga. I watched the Top Pai Pai stuff. It's really good. I mean, it is really good. I have all the mangas and stuff.
Well, if you don't like the series focusing around Goku.
Yeah. Yeah, which... I guess it's because, like, I was so tired of seeing Goku as the front runner in Dragon Ball Z. And I was like, where's the...
But the best thing about Dragon Ball is it's Goku traveling the world, learning to get better.
Yeah.
It's not like, I'm the best, blah, blah, blah. It's literally, I'm not good enough.
Yeah, and I liked how he basically wasn't, you know, the only one who was strong. There was, you know, it was Tien, there was Chiaotzu, there was Yamcha, there was Roshi. I mean, towards the end it got, like...
All right, he beats, after the first... No, actually, no. Because one of my favorite fights ever is the tournament with him and Tien. But really, once he meets...
That one was cool.
Once he meets, like, basically, once he gets beaten once, he just... He comes back to destroy them. It happens with...
Tien does?
No, Goku. Like, It happens with Master Roshi. Like, Goku loses, and then he just surpasses them like crazy. It happens with Tien. Happens with Tao Pai Pai. Although it's different because there's some training involved. The only person it doesn't really happen with is Piccolo.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked a lot of what Dragon Ball had going. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I feel like Pilaf wasn't really interesting in that series either.
No, I just liked that it was a lot more whimsical and there was a lot more adventure.
It, you know what? It was actually good because I think, like, that... he just finished Dr. Slump, right? And then he went into Dragon Ball, mm-hmm. right? And I think a lot of the humor really worked really well in Dragon Ball. And I think, like, I know in Japan, now, this is not 100%, I'm not sure, but I think they just remained to call it Dragon Ball.
Through Z?
I think so. Yeah,
they did.
Yeah, okay. I think it was a localization thing to call it Dragon Ball Z. And then eventually...
No, it's an anime thing.
Oh, really? Because
in Japan...
Oh, so, okay, so you're saying the manga stayed as Dragon Ball?
Yeah, but during that time period, the anime went to Dragon Ball.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense, because it's like the show ended, they have to... Okay, that makes sense. Okay, I was kind of messed up on that.
That's why in the Japanese intro, they're like, Dragon Ball Z!
Right, yeah. But I mean, if you look at it like that, from the manga standpoint, everybody looks at, like, Toriyama and Dragon Ball Z, and they're like, man, he's not as funny, you know? It's like, his stuff is really not that funny. Dragon Ball, he was funny, but if you look at it as a continuation, it's like, oh, now you get it, because he's trying to continue that humor and stuff throughout. But a lot of people who read Dragon Ball
Z... Battle of Gods was the best movie.
Uh-huh. All right. But, yeah, so... yeah, I don't know. I have to watch Dragon Ball. But yeah, anyways, we'll get back to Kai, which was Kai and Super, which we're supposed to be talking about. We're like 10 minutes in already.
Yeah, well, we're talking about Dragon Ball, so.
Yeah, that's going to be a long one.
Yeah.
So, what did you like? I know you've seen up to the Buu Saga, I think, in Kai, eh?
I maybe finished the Buu Saga in Kai. I think I did. Or I watched up to Gotenks, and then there was no more episodes out. And then a while later, I was like, oh, whatever, I'll check out the newest episode. Turns out it was the last episode.
Really?
And that's where I caught the preview for Super. But, I mean, it's not like I don't know what happens.
Yeah, of course not. I mean, we watched it religiously. I mean...
You actually own the manga, and I've been meaning to borrow it.
I have the manga, and I have the orange bricks. But, okay, so how it worked was I watched all of... when it first came out, I watched all of Kai from the beginning of Dragon Ball Z... Or Dragon Ball Z Kai, whatever, up until the Cell Saga. So I watched the whole thing in Japanese, and I watched it in English as well when it was on Kids WB, not Kids WB, whatever.
YTV?
No, they never played on YTV. They never
Dragon
played
Ball?
Kai.
Oh, Pi. No, Kai. Oh, that was on.
They played it on Vortex, like Vortex TV. My parents had it, and I would just, when I still lived there, I'd watch it. But by the time I moved out, they were in like the last few episodes, and then Vortex went down, and they never ended up playing the Buu Saga. I don't even know if it's playing anywhere, the Kai Buu Saga.
You can get it in English.
It's probably on, like, Nickelodeon or something. I think they were saying it was going to be on Nickelodeon or...
See,
or...
I downloaded all the way to the end of the Cell Saga on Torrent.
Yeah.
Before it even came out in English.
Yeah.
So,
But I remember they were like, okay, so I remember I was listening to another podcast, and they were talking about it, and they're like, yeah, there's rumors that the Buu saga for Kai is going to be done, because they were going to stop it at Cell
Saga. They didn't mean to. What happened was there was that earthquake.
Yeah.
And then
the production... So they were going to keep going.
And the production was cut for a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it doesn't make sense. Like, I think what everybody thought, I guess, was they were like, oh, you know, they were ending at the Cell Saga where they wanted to have the series end, yeah, right?
Yeah, because the Buu saga's kind of boring anyway.
Yeah, it is. I agree. And then I think there was like a year or 2 year hiatus, and then I remember hearing like Twitter people who were working on it were like, yeah, and they were giving out information, and then yeah, they brought out the Buu saga, and I watched up until when did I watch up until? I watched up until I think Buu where Gohan and Goku fight. Gohan and Buu fight, sorry.
Oh, okay.
And then I think I stopped watching. It's like, yeah, this is, I've seen all this. It's not as interesting as no. I used to think
even
it was.
Even with Kai, the Buu saga is very slow.
And that was only last year, dude. Yeah. And I was like, wow, you know, and I would watch it like every day, every week it would come out. And, you know, me and Jeff, actually, we watch Super every week. We try to hang out at the same time and watch it.
Yeah.
And it's a really cool thing to watch weekly. And I was doing that for Kai. And it was cool, but I'm like, I already know what happens. And I never actually ended up finishing the end of Kai. I'll probably end up doing it eventually, but... so, yeah, and I always knew that they were going to... I know why they redid Kai. I knew why. Like, for those of you who don't know, I took marketing in school, and I've always just had an idea about these things, and I took animation prior. But I knew that they were doing this to build hype. And when they released Battle of Gods, I was like, this is obviously going to be a new series. I was like... They're not gonna just go with Kai.
I was really worried about Battle of Gods. I'm like, there's no way they're gonna leave this as a one off. And as soon as Beerus is like, oh, this is Universe 7. There's 12 universes. I was like, oh, there's a new show coming.
Well, and at the end of the movie too, when they were just like, oh, you know, they said something like, oh, we're gonna have to train for another 3 years or something. Or yeah, I'll see you in like a year or something like that. I was like, I remember texting you on the way home, and I was like, yep, they're gonna make another series,
and
dude. I was
so excited.
Yep, and. So I knew that was going to happen, and when they announced Super, I was like, that's... I remember it was in April of last year, and it was just as they released Resurrection of Frieza. Resurrection of Frieza was just to basically, you know, put a little bit more fire to the flame, to be like, hey,
yeah, they're like, Frieza's coming back, yeah. And then it turns out, one thing I guess it made sense about Super, but I don't like, is the fact that the movies became arcs.
Yeah, that I still don't know about that.
I could see maybe Frieza, but I don't know why they did that with Battle of Gods. They literally could have just said, go watch the movie.
That to me was still... I don't know if I like that. I really don't. And people would be like, well, you know, there's extended content. It's like...
Mm-mm.
There's not enough to justify it.
I find the Battle of Gods content was better than the show.
Yeah.
Whereas opposed to Resurrection of F, where Super is better than F.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you could tell because they left a lot of gaps out. Like, for those of you that have seen Resurrection of F...
Which weren't filled in the show, either.
They kill off Tagoma in the movie.
Yeah.
Frieza kills Tagoma. And in the show, in Super, Tagoma actually ends up becoming a really valuable soldier for Frieza. He's the one who helps train Frieza to become Golden Frieza.
Yeah. And then Vegeta... Okay. Then... So, spoilers, if you haven't seen it, I'd recommend watching it first.
Well, I'm already spoiling it, so if they're listening to this, they're getting spoiled.
Yeah,
so.
But no, this is, like, the cool part. So, you know, he takes out Gohan, like, and takes out Gohan. Tagoma.
Tagoma takes out... I don't remember him taking out Gohan.
Yeah, I remember the red guy's like, oh, I got you, and then he just shoots him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember the red guy's name.
I was so excited. I'm like, oh, man, you know, they're hype building this guy. And then Ginyu shows up, and he takes over Tagoma's body, and then Vegeta just shows up, and he's like, no, and he nukes him.
Yeah.
Like, that was...
And then Goku was like, why'd you go do that?
And Vegeta's like, shut up and fight Frieza already, come on.
Yeah, no, so, I mean, it was cool to see how they added a little bit extra with Tagoma, because they had to explain how Frieza got stronger.
Yeah.
And they just threw in some random thing, like, Tagoma, on a planet with Frieza, and he just got his ass handed to him. I was like, how strong was Tagoma?
I'm still really disappointed that it wasn't Ciampa who trained Frieza.
Yeah, because I know that was your theory. You were thinking it was going to be that. But, I don't know, I really actually liked Tagoma as a character. When I saw that, I was like, he could really be something.
Me
you know?
Too. Especially how he had that cool sort of flame aura.
Yeah.
But
especially in the movie, too, I was like, because you see Sorbet, and you're like, Sorbet sucks.
He's
hate Sorbet.
He reminds me of...
Avocado?
Either Sock or Throw from Pokemon. Like, the little blue
one.
Yeah,
dude. He's like a blue version of Throw.
The same sort of lame knockoff.
Wait, is Sock the red one?
I think
no, Throw's the red one. Yeah. So.
And he and just like that Pokemon, he feels like a lame knockoff of an earlier character.
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't like how they killed him off in the movie. He had a very interesting character design. Like, for those of you that don't know a lot about
I liked it in the movie. I don't mean to keep cutting him off. But I liked how in the movie he just shit-talked Frieza the whole time.
Yeah.
And then Frieza shows up and he's like, "Well, my scouter broke," and then he gets sucked out a window. It's like, that's what you get.
Yeah. No shit. Yeah. But you can always tell when a character is going to be good. I mean, this is not very hard to tell, but if a character has a good design and, you know, you can tell there's a lot of detail and stuff put into it, that character is likely going to be a mainstay in some way or another, right? So,
and that's why Gohan's just wearing a tracksuit. Oh,
God. Yeah, just so they don't have to worry about animating him.
It's they're like, Gohan, he's not going to be important.
Oh, you're definitely going to see some character development with Gohan. Because you know what? Like, I'm pretty sure... Like, well, let's talk about our theories now about Super. So we're on episode 25, technically... Or 26. We haven't seen 26 yet, so it's technically 25 still. We are technically one-fourth through the series. They said it's going to be 100 episodes. Oh, I think it's going to be more.
I want 200.
Yeah, me too. It's technically going to be 100 episodes, they're saying. Okay. So that would put it to end... So it started in April... I think that's going to be 2 years, so it'll be done in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that it'll probably go for at least 4 years. They're going to have to. I mean, or they're going to end Super and they'll make another thing. Like, maybe they'll do Dragon Ball Heroes.
Yeah.
I mean, if they do that, fine. But I think they need to really make it enough to matter. You know what I mean? But, yeah, let's talk about theories. So, what is your big theory about Super? What do you... We're just going to go wild out for all the information that we've seen so far. So if you guys don't know what's going on in the series, I would say,
We're still up to episode 25 right now.
Yeah, we're up to 25 right now.
Goku's gone, you know, Blooper Saiyan, he's fighting.
Blooper Saiyan is our, yep, that is the coined term for us, Blooper Saiyan.
I've been calling it that since I saw it. I've been calling it that ever since he goes, "This is... Super Saiyan, God, Super Saiyan." I'm like, no, I'm not using that.
Oh, man, that terminology, let's talk about that for a second. That was the most confusing, too. It's like, when Goku first turned Super Saiyan God, they're like, "This is a Super Saiyan God." It's like, he's not a Super Saiyan. He's Goku in base form.
He was literally just Saiyan God.
He should have been a Saiyan God. And I don't know if it was a localization thing. I mean, I don't think it would be that big of an issue. I don't know if
they actually planned Super when they made Battle of Gods, because Battle of Gods was a start-to-finish movie.
I think they planned everything.
I think it was a pitch.
No, they planned everything. I know, because I remember they were talking to Toriyama, and he came up with the idea for a second movie, right? Because he knew this one, the last one made like $100 million or something. It was crazy. It made a lot of money. And basically, it was like, yeah, he said, you know, his next one's going to be about this and that, and they were like, oh... The editor was like, yeah, the second I heard about it, I thought it was a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first saw it, I thought that it was going to be Goku being evil. And everybody was like, oh man, Goku's going to be evil, it's going to be awesome. The red one? This is for when Resurrection of Frieza didn't have a movie title yet, and it didn't have, like... They were just saying, like, what the next movie was going to be about. They confirmed a second movie, right? And they said that the editor that was, like, part of this said that it was the greatest idea he's heard. And he was really happy that Toriyama was going with this idea.
Frieza comes back. Oh, that's happened a couple times.
Yeah, and then you see Frieza comes back, and you're like...
Still pretty excited.
But they made it because of the song, Maximum the Hormones F.
Which they played at the worst part in the movie.
Yes.
They played it when he came back, as opposed to when he was transforming.
I understand that, like, why they did that, though, because they wanted to make it epic that he was, like, he finally breaks out, right? But it...
You play it while you're fighting Golden Frieza.
I mean, it wasn't too badly done, to be honest. They should have done it when Frieza turned golden.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't implemented at the right time. It was still done at, like, an okay enough time. I'd still give it a pass.
No, yeah.
But, he said that, and he was really excited about the premise, and then it turned out to be about Frieza. And then, they spoke about the show, and, yeah. So, basically, for those of you that haven't watched Super yet,
Super, what is wrong with you?
You're not missing much, really, because Super is all about Battle of Gods, the first, like, 15 episodes.
I remember we almost stopped watching
it. Yeah, it's been, yeah, because we've seen the content. We've seen Battle of Gods, like, 3-4 times.
Yeah.
Resurrection of Frieza, we've seen, like, 3 times.
And the fight between Goku and Beerus lasts way too long.
In Super. Battle of Gods? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Way too long. So, right now at 25, we are just about to get new content. We're about to get something called, for those of you that don't want to know any more spoilers about anything, I would suggest, you know, either skip ahead or, you know, just come back to this podcast after. But we're going to be getting something called the Universe, I believe, 6 arc or Universe 7?
I believe it's 6 because Champa's from 6.
Okay, Universe 6 arc. So what the whole premise is there was a part in Super in like two or three episodes ago where Beerus and Champa is...
Isn't that the last episode?
No, I don't think it was. No? It might have been. I mean, it's... No, I don't think it was. For those of you that don't know, Champa is the Universe 6 equivalent.
He's the fat Beerus.
Yeah, exactly. There's fat Beerus... And then there's Vados, who is the female version of Whis. Yeah. That's it. And
God, there's so many I can talk about, because I want to talk about how Champa's apparently looking for Dragon Balls or something.
Oh, like, yeah.
Oh, so, man, there's a lot going on, actually.
Yeah, so Champa and Vados have 6 of these new Dragon Balls. They're saying there's actually 9 Dragon Balls.
I assume that there's a Dragon Ball extra for each universe.
So there's probably 9 universes, eh?
No, there's 12 universes.
Oh, yeah, there is 12.
So I assume that unless they were looking for universes 7 and say there's 12 hidden throughout or right. One in each universe, so they may have been... They're probably searching for universe 7.
From what
7.
I've read in the manga is that Champa has almost all the balls except for one. And I think that they said something like they're going to have this tournament so that if Champa wins, he gets to take over universe 6 as well as being the god of destruction for universe 6 or universe 7. Universe 7.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay. I'm so still confused on this. And then he also, you know, he'll have all the ability to take that Dragon Ball as well. And then I think Beerus makes a team of Goku, Vegeta, Majin Buu, Piccolo. I think it's Piccolo, eh?
I hope it's Piccolo.
I think Piccolo's on it. I'm not 100%. And then one other fighter.
Unless Piccolo's looking after Pan while Gohan goes.
Yeah. I hope Piccolo's there. That'd be cool. And then they're basically going to have a challenge. They're going to have a tournament, and Beerus, if he wins, I think he gets like something like food or something. I can't remember.
It's
something.
I want Universe 6 Cell. Bring Cell back.
You know, there's a lot of pictures on the internet about that right now. Everybody wants like a golden Cell.
I don't want golden Cell. I'm so against bringing back an old villain.
Me too.
But at the same time, Cell's potential was so lost because he was.
It wasn't. Cell was perfect.
It's true, actually.
Cell, aside from stupid second form Cell. Cell was very well done, in my opinion, in a lot of ways.
I guess. I just like the fact that he was a culmination of all of the people.
Yeah.
He would have been cooler as a final villain.
I mean, Boo should not have been a... Like, oh, he's an ancient evil. I mean, that's the only other weird thing.
I liked how Kid Boo was literally destroying the universe, though.
Yeah.
A bit of a plot hole with, you know, Beerus being asleep and everything, but... Because, I mean, if Beerus is awake, he'd just show up and kill
Kid Boo. Yeah, it's like in Dragon Ball Super where Frieza's fighting Goku, and then Beerus is there, and then Golden Frieza turns and looks over at Beerus because they just transported back because Bulma calls him down for help or whatever, and Golden Frieza looks at Beerus and he's like, "Oh no, are you here to stop me from are you here to stop me from this fight?"
Yeah,
and he's like, "No, I don't care what you do," you know.
Yeah,
so. Beerus is actually, like Jeff was saying, Beerus is, I think, Jeff's favorite, one of his favorite characters.
He is one of my favorites, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, ooh, there we go, one of our future top tens about Super, you already know Jeff's favorite.
Top 10 favorite Beerus.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's 12.
Yeah. So episode 26, we're getting into the main, the fight, did the fight start? No, not yet, eh?
If anybody's seen Resurrection of F, I'm pretty sure next episode is when Sorbet shoots Goku.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay, in the spoiler, they showed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then after that, we're going to get probably a Vegeta. So 27 will be Vegeta fighting Frieza.
Then Frieza destroys the Earth.
Okay, because yes, there's 2 episodes left. I think they're saying by the 24th... What is today? Tomorrow is the...
The 10th.
10th, 17th, 24th. Yeah, by the 24th of January. So for those of you that don't know, the subs come out
so we get another 2 weeks.
Sunday. Yeah, so we have another like 3 episodes.
Okay.
So, and then we're starting the Universe 6 arc, and that will be the brand new content. No movies about it, nothing. There's the manga that has been created that is just like a few chapters ahead, really. Mm-hmm. But so that's where Dragon Ball Z Super, or Dragon Ball Super stands at this point. So,
all right, you want to divide the fan base? I got a question for you.
Mm.
What do you think is going to happen with Pan?
Well, she's clearly important at some point. I mean, I'm just, you know what, dude? I know you don't believe this, and I know a lot of people don't want to, but they're going to lead this up to GT.
I know, that's like my biggest fear. I'm like, they're going to have Pilaf wish that Goku, something happened, and it just goes away.
I don't think they're going to,
I don't want that.
But the thing is, though, they're saying stuff about the Black Star Dragon Ball, or the Black Balls that are like the Universe Balls. There was, okay, I was watching a theory about Goku and Vegeta, and they were saying that, like, GT, for those of you that don't know, which is probably everybody probably knows this, that GT was not canon, but when Super Saiyan 4 Goku and Super Saiyan 4 Vegeta fuse, they become Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta. But they're saying, what if that's actually Super Saiyan God Gogeta, right? And that's like...
That's not... Yeah. You can argue God against Super Saiyan 4.
But think
he
about
was not strong enough
to be God. But the thing God is, they changed the color of the hair from red to blue, right?
He was not strong enough to be God Gogeta.
Right. But the thing is, there you go. The hair color changed as well. But still, I don't know, man. It's...
I will throw that he was as strong as a god. He could, I mean...
Super Saiyan Gogeta?
Yeah.
What was he? Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Gogeta, Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta was probably stronger than like, potentially Super Saiyan
After
God Goku.
After seeing how...
Super Saiyan God,
yes,
Super Goku.
Blue.
Yeah, blue-haired Goku.
I can,
easily.
I can agree, and people can argue, but the fact that Golden Frieza does not have God Ki... proves it.
But that,
that's the way I say it.
But the thing is, like, that's another thing. Is like, in this series, how are they going to have opponents now? They're all, since they all have god powers, it's not even fair anymore. I mean, like, what are all these other characters, deities as well? I'm assuming that Beerus or Champa's guys are all going to be trained and all going to be like deities themselves.
Probably, yeah.
Right? But the thing is, though, Majin Buu is, he's technically a god in a way. Because he's like an ancient evil.
He absorbed the Kais. That it was filler, but it's approved filler.
Yeah.
Like Garlic Jr.
Yeah. And then I'm not sure who the last person is. I'm pretty sure it's Piccolo. I'll have to look it up. I don't want to look it up right now. But
yeah.
That's my thing. Is like, I know there's a Saiyan that's going to be on Universe 6's thing. And there's like a Frieza Soldier. We talked about this in two or three podcasts.
A Frieza Soldier.
Yeah. And they're like, who's the strongest one out of all of them? And I'm pretty sure it's a little Saiyan. It's either the little Saiyan or it's the Frieza Soldier. And are they all going to be God status too? Like, that's just the thing. Is like, by making Goku and Vegeta gods, you can't make just like, oh, this guy's really, really strong. But it's like, yeah, but he's a god. Goku and Vegeta are gods.
I know,
now.
That was my biggest complaint with Frieza. And I'm like, because that's why I thought Champa trained him, right?
Yeah.
Because you're like, okay, he's going to have god powers. But he's like... No, I just trained really hard for a month. You're like, really?
They have to fight gods now. Because the way that they've written it in is like, well, I mean, okay, what? They could fight Super Saiyan 3 Broly. I'm just saying, if that's a thing. They could fight Super Saiyan 3 Broly, and Broly could probably stand against a Super Saiyan god.
Apparently, Broly's power-up is that he just gets stronger every, like, 10 seconds or something.
Really?
Yeah. He has an unlimited amount of ki.
I mean, I could see if they make, like, another android. Like, Cell... This would have been good when... Cell could have come in now and been really good. Because he's like, you know, you're a god, but I am
you
something...
You could have Golden Super Saiyan God Cell.
Oh, man.
Golden God Cell.
I know there is a robot on Champa's team, though, eh?
Is there?
Yep. So, I don't know. But... I don't know. This is,
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna be interesting.
So, do you think Pan will have... God, the same way Goten and Trunks had Super Saiyan?
You mean just like out of the... On the
yeah.
Right off the bat? Oh, God. Don't make me answer that question. My answer to that is...
Maybe.
My answer to that is no.
No?
No. I don't think she will. I think she's... The way we're seeing the series so far... For those of you that want to listen back a couple of podcasts ago, as we talked about Pan a bit, we're thinking about a time skip. There's going to be like a 2-year time skip, or possibly 3 years.
I'm thinking they're going to the end of Z.
Yeah.
Where Pan is like 3 years old.
Yeah,
I want her to go to the tournament.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think that's very plausible. Because Oob's got to show up. They have to have him show up. Right? So, Pan will, I think, undoubtedly become relevant in this series. I don't think she's going to go God. I think only Goku and Vegeta are going to go
God. She better go Super Saiyan at least.
I don't even think Gohan's going to go God. I don't.
Oh, big loss.
I mean, I think that's what... I think they really took a lot of the characters out because they were like, okay, Goten and Trunks, even as Gotenks, they're not strong enough to really even compete with Beerus.
No.
Right? So they're like, okay, they'll be on Earth. They'll be good to fight on Earth. Piccolo, he's
Piccolo has a good stronger.
Piccolo could technically become a god. Because if, look, if Dende is the god of Earth,
he
Piccolo
was already should be the god. He fused with
Kami. Might go back to Namek. He might go back to Namek. He might become the guardian of Namek. Of new Namek or whatever. Yeah. I mean, I could see that happening.
I just want a Namekian. I just want Piccolo to be relevant again.
Me too. Goku and Vegeta, like we were saying in our other podcast, they're absolutely going to become the gods. They're going to be extremely important. They're the main characters right now.
Yeah.
100%. Majin Buu, I don't know really what's going to happen with him. He's just whatever. He's kind of.
I wanted Beerus to kill him. I don't like Majin Buu. He's really annoying.
There's no other characters that really matter. I mean, Gohan is the only other, like, main important character. But he's. I could see, like, something happening to Pan. Like, there's going to be a threat and he's going to have to get, like, strong again. Mm-hmm. And that will probably happen. But.
Pan is the legendary Super Saiyan god of destruction.
You know what's going to happen is that they're making Gohan look like crap now so that they can bring him back to being the same level he was, Mystic or, you know, Super Saiyan 2 by the end of the series. I mean, like, Gohan
ultimate
is...
god.
Yeah, they'll make Gohan strong enough.
I want him to become a Kai. He had the ultimate
That's a
awakening.
Good idea. That's a cool
I want
idea.
Him to be a Kai.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Yeah.
That's what, like, he was in his ultimate form. There was no Super Saiyan. He could go ultimate Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
He could be as strong as God, but send him down a different path.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I mean, all the characters are going to be something, right? Because I think what's going to have to happen... Oh, God. I think I just figured out what's going to happen.
Hmm?
I think I figured out how...
Krillin deserves a power.
Oh, man. This is, I think, what they're going to do. And all these people are probably like, oh, you think so highly of yourself. But I think what they're going to do is they're going to make Goku and Vegeta gods.
Hmm?
Obviously. That's going to have to happen. Piccolo and Gohan are also going to become some kind of deities.
Demigods?
They'll be like demigods to Goku and Vegeta.
Hmm.
And then the series is going to close with GT. All that stuff staying intact. And they're going to start a new series.
Universe 6.
They're going to start a new series. Say they want to do Dragon Ball Heroes, which is like the arcade game in Japan.
Yeah.
They'll be like, we've heard theories of the gods, Goku and Vegeta. They're going to be extended. It's going to be an extended universe. It's going to be like, yes, Goku and Vegeta technically exist, but they're never going to like appear. They're going to be like legends, right? And they're going to be like new stories. So that's a way to get those guys out of there. And they're going to start a new series.
That'd
possibly.
Be pretty awesome.
I mean, who knows if they will, but I think that if they're going to transition into a new series, which I think they're going to have to do, who are they going to fight after being gods? Right?
Considering they're probably going to meet, like, the grand or supreme Kai of the gods, you know, essentially the top tier.
Yeah, yeah. So,
which is probably going to be Shenron or something.
Like some kind of a Shenron?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's like a yin and yang thing. Yeah. Oh, man, totally. Good and bad. Yeah. But, so, I don't know. I think that's how they're going to have to do it. They're going to have to find a way to get all the characters out somehow, right? And kind of just be like, okay, if we ever want to make a new series, here's our exit. We didn't. They want to keep the canonicity of the series, I think, intact
yeah.
in a lot of ways. So.
Just make GT Universe 12 or something. Just be like, ah, it happened. Just not this one.
Yeah, they're gonna. I think the hardest thing is finding a way to actually, if they want to keep GT in, that's gonna be the hardest thing. If they don't, then the series can be fine.
Gather the Black Star Dragon Balls and wish GT doesn't happen again.
Imagine that was it. Be so like fourth wall breaking. That'd be amazing. So, all right, I think we've talked enough about this. So for those of you that haven't seen Super, we highly suggest you check it out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, just go watch the two movies. Pretty sure you guys have already watched it. I doubt they're going to be making a movie on the new Universe 6 arc.
And even then, it wouldn't really be watchable.
No.
You're like, oh,
Super's already doing it, and
yeah.
all the stuff's already kind of spoiling
and,
it.
And after seeing Resurrection of F, you're like, I could just wait for the anime, which has better stuff anyway.
Do you think they'll do another movie?
I mean,
in the future they will. I can see
yeah.
they'll do another one at some point.
I don't know if they're going to do the canon movies anymore, though.
Yeah. Do you think they'll do another one in like a year and a half's time? Or a year's time?
I don't think so.
Because when did they announce the resurrection of Frieza? It was around like... Yeah, it would have been around now.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to make another one. Because it was... Yeah.
The only way I could see them doing a movie... They might do a movie for Jocko.
That'd be okay. I'd be okay with that.
But
Jocko's a great character. I think he's a great new character.
No, I think the next kind of movies we'll see will be History of Trunks or Father of Goku. Something like that.
You mean like something that's kind of like back to the way
something
that it used to be?
Something like backstory, you know, more lore. nothing that really has much.
I think you were saying this. I don't know if you were not saying this. I was watching a video on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying that the next video or movie they might have to do is something on Vegeta, like the kid Vegeta.
It'd be awesome.
It'd be amazing. I mean, like seeing and they could throw Frieza in there for like the 12th time.
But it'd
time,
be really stupid because he had no revenge against Frieza plot.
I could see them even doing mini series of like something like Vegeta. A miniseries about, like, the most popular character, Vegeta, or, like, a miniseries about Beerus, about how he became the god of destruction.
Miniseries about Nappa.
that's called Team... That's Dragon Ball Z Abridged.
Yeah.
Season 1. Alright?
See, I wouldn't mind seeing something on Beerus.
I think they might do something on it. They might do something on Beerus and Whis and how they became what they were.
Oh, that'd be cool. Maybe they met in college, and they just became friends.
Oh my gosh.
Just on a road trip movie.
Yeah.
With Beerus and Whis.
That'd be pretty crazy. Yeah. Alright, so I think we talked enough about this. We'll probably talk more about this in the future as we go on.
Yeah, it's all speculation. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I mean, we'll come back to this when the series is over, and we'll see how right we were or how wrong we were.
Yeah.
So, yeah, feel free to email us in the future if you guys listen to this and be like, you guys were totally wrong. And we'll be like, yeah, we totally were. So,
yeah.
Anyways, guys, Jeff, take it away.
Alright, and that was episode...
Six
of the KyoCast. We will... talk to you guys later.
See ya.